Michigan State Senator Rick Jones. Senator, how are you?
Good morning. On my way to Southfield to have a meeting on the Special Olympics.
All right. We're going to talk a little bit about that before we let you go. Let's talk about K-2. The legislation, I believe, is in order. Where do we stand with that, and when do stores have to stop selling K-2?
Well, if they don't stop immediately, they're totally foolish because everybody is on to their act. They're not selling something that is incense or potpourri. They're selling something that is very dangerous and has already caused deaths in Michigan. The governor will sign the bill package this week. One of the bills is mine, and most of it will go into effect immediately. The one bill will go into effect July 1.
Now, there are some laws that have been enacted in Macomb County, for one, which has totally shut down the selling of K-2. As a matter of fact, there's been some sting operations down there where they've went into stores and shut the stores down and taken the K-2 out. Do you anticipate the same thing to happen in your district?
Absolutely. What occurred down there is they had a county ordinance they passed that it was a dangerous substance and had to be immediately taken off the shelf. But as the state laws take effect, the same thing will happen across the state.
Rick, I want to get your take on what's happened at the Capitol with Representative Byram and some other colleagues in regards to the vagina vasectomy challenge that has been going on there. This has turned into a big story. What's your take on this? Is it proper decorum to use those words?
Well, the first thing I need to say is I wasn't present. This occurred in the state house, not in the state senate.
Right.
And it's difficult for me to comment on something I didn't see. Many times it's not the content of what somebody says, but it's the manner that it was delivered. If it was delivered in a loud and nasty manner or something, then it would be something that might be gaveled down, for example, in the Senate. But everybody should maintain proper decorum. And I suspect that's what it was. Maybe it wasn't proper decorum. Maybe it wasn't the content, but the manner that it was delivered in. But I didn't see it. So I really can't say, and I'll leave it up to the House to solve their own problems.
What's your take on the bridge from Detroit to Windsor?
It's a win-win for the future of Michigan. You know, Canada and Michigan are two of the biggest trading partners probably on the planet. Thousands and thousands of jobs in Michigan are tied to having a bridge to Canada. If that 82-year-old bridge down there for some reason closes or something, we're in deep trouble. All of the commerce will end up going to Buffalo, New York. So this bridge is needed. It's going to create probably 10,000 jobs if you count all the jobs, not just the construction jobs. And that's going to last for a long time, and then once it's completed, you're still going to have thousands of jobs. So this is a win-win. It was a number one issue for General Motors, Ford Motor Company, Michigan Farm Bureau, and I'm happy that the governor was able to do it with Canadian money. What a coup.
Where are we with legislation in regards to retirement for state workers and or teachers?
I think you're talking about the changes in the teacher MEPSER system,
yes.
MPSERS, and that's still being debated between the House and the Senate. It's going to go bankrupt in 9.5 years if something isn't done, and something does happen to occur. It has to occur soon, but I have taken a strong stand that I will vote for nothing unless we do it to senators first.
All right, and before we let you go, what are you going to be working on today?
Well, today I'm running down to Southfield. We don't have session today. I'm on the state board for the Special Olympics, and we're having a meeting on development and growing the Special Olympics. It's been very successful over decades, and some 20,000 athletes participate with Special Olympics. And I'm so happy that we passed my legislation this year that will allow a checkoff on your Michigan taxes. So anybody that wants to donate will be able to donate at the end of the year.
All right. We've been talking with Michigan State Senator Rick Jones. Thank you so much.
Have a great day.